I was thinking about last Wednesday's service that Dr. Boss preached about Jesus and his time in the wilderness. And I found myself thinking about that a lot this week, because here we are at the end of the Lenten season. And Dr. Boss reminded us last week that it is Lent. And for some people, they may feel like they've kind of forgotten that because of all this COVID-19 stuff that the whole world is dealing with. Or some people might feel like they have really felt Lent this year. Like this has been a wilderness time for so many people. So wherever you are with that, wherever you find yourself with that, I just want to spend a little time just briefly tonight reflecting on Jesus' wilderness journey. And I want to read a few words from Matthew, from the Gospel of Matthew, as we consider our own journey. We're moving to the end of Lent. Sunday is Palm Sunday. It's Holy Week right around the corner. So in Matthew, we hear these words. Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And then after the temptations and his encounter with the devil and the testing and the being hungry and being offered bread and the greatest power of all the world, after all that has happened, we read at the end of this section that the devil left Jesus and the angels came and ministered to him. So there's two things I want to focus on briefly in this brief reflection tonight. First of all, to remember that Jesus was in that wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus went into the wilderness by himself, alone. And during that time, he encountered the devil briefly, but essentially he was there by himself. Think about this as we go through our own time of wilderness journey, 40 days and 40 nights. To me, right now, one of the experiences I'm having with this whole coronavirus pandemic is really feeling like this is one of the greatest wildernesses that I feel like I've ever been through in my life. I've never been through anything like this before in my life, to be separated from everyone. I know a lot of you do live by yourself, so you're alone day in and day out, separated from the people you love, not able to go out and do the things you love to do, especially in a city like New York. This is a hard time that I am in, that we are in. And so as I reflected on this text from Matthew, I looked again at the beginning and at the end of Jesus' time in the wilderness. At the beginning, it says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So even though he went to the wilderness alone, and he was there essentially by himself, he wasn't completely alone because the Spirit was with him. The Spirit led him there. The Spirit stayed with him there. Maybe right now you are feeling very alone in these times that we are in. And maybe you feel afraid. Maybe you're worried for your own health or for the health of a loved one. Maybe you're taking care of someone who is sick, or maybe you yourself are waiting to get test results. Whatever your situation is in this wilderness that we are in, one thing I want you to remember to really lay claim to is that the Spirit was with Jesus in his wilderness. He was not alone. The Spirit is with you right now. You are not alone, even if you might feel very much alone. The Spirit is with you right by your side. And then if we think at the end of Jesus' wilderness time, look what happens at the end of this time. The devil leaves him, and then angels came and ministered to him. Yesterday, Mario Sprouse, who directs our arts ministry at Marble, was telling me that what he's been telling the artists to do that he works with at Marble is to try to find 5 people that they can help in some way during this time of crisis, really. 5 people. five people who they know of who might need a helping hand. That might be as simple as a phone call to someone who you know is alone, or maybe that you haven't talked to for a long time. Maybe it's calling someone that you would like to maybe reestablish a connection to. Maybe it's thinking of someone who lives near you who might need a helping hand, some food from the grocery store, or maybe to pick up a prescription at the pharmacy. He's really encouraging people to think how they can help minister to others. You know, Jesus was ministered to by angels at the end of his wilderness time. Who can you minister to during this time? And if it's not five people, maybe it's two people. Maybe it's one person that you could reach out to in a special way to help in this time. Because Jesus' time in the wilderness began with the Spirit with him. The Spirit was with him throughout the whole time, and it ended with angels coming and helping him. Now is a time for us to be angels to each other, to look for ways that we can be helpers to each other, reaching out a helping hand to someone who might be in need. And then finally, the second thing I want to focus on is to look at how Jesus was when he came out of the wilderness. You know, the wilderness for him did end. This wilderness that we are in right now, this will end at some point. This is not going to go on forever. And when we look at Jesus, how he emerged when he came out of the wilderness, he was changed. He was a different person when he came out of that wilderness time. He had a clarity about himself, a sense of identity that he really didn't have in the same way when he went into the wilderness. He emerged a different person, and he had clearly learned and grown in so many ways. How might you be learning and growing in some new ways in this wilderness time that we are in right now? Is God trying to bring you some new clarity, a new sense of direction? Is God trying to help you reevaluate your priorities and really ask yourself, what is the most important thing in my life? Is God helping you during this wilderness time to realize that maybe your priorities need to be shuffled back around again? Maybe it's time to really focus on your family in a new way. Maybe you're being given the opportunity to spend time with your children or with your spouse or partner or other loved ones in ways that you just have not been able to do for a long time. Whatever it might be for you, I pray that this time of wilderness wandering, this journey that we are in together, could be a time of clarity for you, and that you can emerge from this experience stronger, more focused, with more sense of who you are and who holds you in the palm of his hand every day, and that is God. So as you journey forth through this time of wilderness, please know a few things. This will not go on forever. It didn't go on forever for Jesus. It won't go on forever for you. Jesus stepped onto a new pathway. You can step on a new pathway too. We want you to know that we at Marble are praying for you. We love you. We talk about you and think about you. And we're so eager for the time when we can be back together again. But for now, until we're able to be together again, we pray that God bless you and God keep you during this time of wilderness. May you emerge with new hope, new life, and a new sense of direction for the days that lie ahead. Amen.